Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Ted Kohler, Johnny Marvin, and George Eastman. We'll do some cheering up and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, July 14th, marked the birth in 1894 in Washington, D.C. of lyricist Ted Kohler. He started out as a photo engraver, but left that field to work as a theater pianist. He became a full-time songwriter in the late 20s and worked on Broadway musicals such as 9:15 Review, Earl Carroll Vanities, Cotton Club Parade, and Say When. He moved to Hollywood in the early 30s and worked on a number of successful film musicals, including Curly Top, starring Shirley Temple. Ted Kohler died in Santa Monica, California on January 17, 1973. His first and chief collaborator was Harold Arlen, and he produced such memorable standards as Let's Fall in Love, Stormy Weather, I Love a Parade, Animal Crackers in My Soup, and these.
Of this game we play, luck is going your way. You keep winning and I keep losing, so I'm refusing to play. Stop, you're breaking my heart, this joke is going too far. Come out wherever you are, how come you like to do me like you do? Stop, you're driving me wild, oh it's tough to take it and grin. And how you're rubbing it in, because you know that I'm in love with you. I'm so, you're so, oh I don't know, I'm just losing all hope. You're much, too much, I'm just about at the end of my rope. So stop upsetting my cause, look out, I'm starting to burn. The worm will certainly turn if you don't stop, 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 stop. You're breaking my heart.
Time I move. seems that each little breeze sighs through the trees, telling me don't be blue. Stars sympathize, guess they are wise, they kind of miss you too. Nights like this don't hold much bliss for one as lonely as me. Baby, oh, where can you be?
Rudy Vallee, Fats Waller, and Bing Crosby all recorded it, but there from June 10, 1929, you heard Dick Robertson with Ben Burney and all the lads on Baby Oh Where Can You Be, written with Frank Magin. Before the old maestro, we heard The Spirits of Rhythm and I've Got the World on a String. That was recorded October 24, 1933, about a year before they recorded a version with Red McKenzie. The Spirits of Rhythm were a string band whose distinctive sound came from a small Spanish guitar-type stringed instrument known as the tiple, T-I-P-L-E, also pronounced tiple. The three tiple players in the Spirits were brothers Douglas and Walter Daniels and Leo Watson. The group also included guitarist Teddy Bunn, and in 1933, Virgil Scoggins, who brought along an array of homemade percussion stuff to bang on, including a suitcase. Another characteristic of the group was their nonsense vocals, scat singing, and other antics. We began our tribute to Ted Kohler with Hal Kemp and his orchestra, with Skinny Ennis taking the vocal honors on Stop, You're Breaking My Heart, from June 1st, 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, July 11th, marked the birth in 1887 in Butler, Oklahoma, of John Senator Marvin, better known as crooner and master of the ukulele, Johnny Marvin. He left home at age 16 to join a traveling show called the Royal Hawaiians, playing steel guitar and ukulele. After serving in the Navy in World War I, he toured with the vaudeville group Sergeant Marvin and the Four Camerons and recorded with Charles Sargent. His first solo recording was You Know Me, Alabama on the Radiax label in 1924. In the mid-20s, he signed with Columbia as Johnny Marvin, the ukulele ace, but recorded for other labels under pseudonyms including Johnny May and his Uke, Ukulele Luke, Elton Spence, Billy Hancock, Ken Wallace, and his most popular name, Honey Duke and his Uke, on the Harmony label. In 1928, he went to London to promote his signature model Johnny Marvin Tenor Ukulele, manufactured by the Harmony Musical Instruments Company of Chicago. Back in the U.S., he was on NBC Radio from 1932 to 35 with his daily show, Johnny Marvin Tenor. In 1937, he began working for his friend Gene Autry as a composer and producer on the Melody Ranch show and writing about 80 songs for Autry's films. During World War II, he entertained troops in the South Pacific, where he contracted dengue fever, which led to his death from a heart attack in 1945. Here's Johnny Marvin.
Thank you. kingdom, our own little kingdom. We'll live in a palace for two. We'll have no war and no battles, because, dear, you'll be the one who'll make the laws, dear. So come to our kingdom, our dear wedding kingdom, where I will rule with you.
Thank you.
I think that's a Triple R debut for all three of those records. We started out our tribute to Johnny Marvin with My Wife's in Europe Today from June 4, 1927. Sam H. Stepped wrote the music and Coleman Getz the words. Getz also wrote I'm Glad My Wife's in Europe, and if we have time at the end of the show, I'll play that. Next, we haven't heard from Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra for a while, but there he was with Johnny Marvin on November 4, 1926 with We'll Have a Kingdom. We'll Have a Kingdom was written by Otto Harbach, Oscar Hammerstein, and Rudolf Frimmel, and is from the musical comedy The Wild Rose. And we finished up our tribute to Johnny Marvin with Judy, Wear Your Sunday Smile. That was Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra on April 14, 1927. Last week, July 12th, marked the birth in 1854 in Waterville, New York, of inventor George Eastman. In 1880, he founded the Eastman Dry Plate and Film Company and introduced his first Kodak camera in 1888, making photography possible for amateurs. In 1892, the company was reorganized as the Eastman Kodak Company, one of the first to introduce profit sharing for employees. Eastman and his mother came up with the name Kodak because it was short, couldn't be mispronounced, and didn't resemble any other name. In 1900, he introduced the Brownie camera, which sold for a dollar and was intended for use by children. By 1924, he had amassed a fortune of more than $150 million, half of which he gave away. George Eastman died on March 14, 1932, and is probably spinning in his grave over the current condition of his company. So here to commemorate George Eastman and Kodak are some rapidly rotating records about pictures, beginning with the White City Jazzers.
Thank you. a talking picture of you. I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whispered, I love you, love you, on the screen the moment you came in view. We would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you. The moment you came in view, we would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you.
Well, there you had a couple more Triple R debuts in that picture set. We started off with the White City Jazzers and one of just 2 sides credited on the Madison label to that studio group, which I believe included Andy Sanella, Charles Magnanti, and George Hamilton Green. That was Talking Picture Lou from March of 1930. Talking Picture Lou was written by Alberto Rizzi, who also brought us You're Gonna Be Mine, Mystery Waltz, and A Gay Caballero, which was recorded by Frank Crummett. Next was the original Indiana Five and a raucous rendition of Can You Picture This? From an Emerson 78 waxed in October of 1926. We finished up with Harry Bidgood and his Broadcasters, credited on the label of that Broadcast 78 as Al Benny's Broadway Boys, and If I Had a Talking Picture of You. The vocalist was Tom Barrett. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. I don't know upon whose declaration, but last week, July 11th, was National Cheer Up the Lonely Day. Well, we're going to try to do our part by playing some music that should cheer up most anyone. Here are the Bostonians.
Thank you. coming, good times are coming, so cheer up. Let's be carefree and start a humming, then all your troubles will clear up. Make life a song and a dance, give care a swift kick in the pants. Just yell then tell the world you're happy, good times are coming, so cheer up.
If you needed cheering up, that set should have helped. We began with the Bostonians, a pseudonym for Ernie Golden and his orchestra on the Vocalion label, and Lonely Acres, from December 10, 1926, and that same recording was issued on Brunswick under Golden's own name. Lonely Acres was written by Harry Squires and Carson Robison, who recorded it, as did the Green Brothers Novelty Band. Next, it was Carl Radlich and his orchestra, actually Bernie Cummins' band with Carl Radlich, who was the group's pianist, as nominal leader of the band on that perfect 78 of Cheer Up, Good Times Are Coming. The vocalist on that May 21, 1930 recording is unidentified. We finished up with xylophonist Frank Brown and his boys with one of six sides they made for the Sterno label, Cheer Up and Smile. That's from around April of 1930. Sterno Records were a product of the British Homophone Company and were produced between 1926 and 1935. They were named for William Sternberg, who sold gramophones under the Sterno name. The musical director was Charles Nat Starr, whose studio band recorded for Sterno under a number of different pseudonyms. Well, we haven't done this in a while. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Joe Hames and his orchestra.
Even the moon turns pale. Louisville lady moaning as she drifts along. I was her man, why did I do her wrong? Louisville lady, forgive me for being untrue. Now that you're gone, how can I live without you? Louisville lady, won't you listen to my plea? Come out of the river, don't say goodbye to me. Thank you.
I'm afraid I would make that old ditty sound all wrong, 'cause I'd fill it with blues and everything. But I've a little plan, and I'll do the best I can to sing an old song so we all can understand. You simply take a favorite, and you flavor it with just a note or two of blue harmony. Tell the youngster to play staccato, and then you jazz a little obbligato. Now the raggy tune is a raggy tune. Pay no attention to the music that they play, but your blues away. On the front starter's way, get too hot now. Hear the drunken time, it's a smoking time. All around it be harmony, harmony. Every love and note is a love and vote. Just full of music that you can't refuse. Now you know the way, tell the band to play. And when you listen to Chris and Ed and say, I've got both. When you and I were young, Maggie Blue.
We started this final segment of the show with Joe Hames and his orchestra and Louisville Lady, composed by Billy Rose, with the lyrics which are sung there by Ward Silloway by Billy Hill. That recording is from July 11, 1933. Perhaps I should have titled this segment This Month in Recording History, because the next two records were recorded sometime in July, but not necessarily this past week. We heard pianist Ray DaCosta with a lovely piano solo of Just By Your Example, recorded in London in 1934. Just By Your Example was written by Harry M. Woods and is from the picture Evergreen. Next, it was an answer song, one written in response to the oversaturated popularity of another song. A good example is the Yes, We Have No Bananas blues. We heard When You and I Were Young Blues, an answer to the original George Washington Johnson James Butterfield song When You and I Were Young, Maggie, rescored by Jack Frost and Jimmy McHugh, and sung there in July of 1922 by Irving Kaufman. Earlier, I played My Wife's in Europe Today by Johnny Marvin. Not exactly an answer song, it might have been a follow-up to this December 4, 1914 Victor recording by William Holley, H-A-L-L-E-Y, of I'm Glad My Wife's in Europe. Archie Gottler composed it, and Howard Johnson and Coleman Getz wrote the words. The orchestra is conducted by Ted Levy, and I'll leave it to you to decide if this is tongue-in-cheek or if Holley is dead serious.
For many years, my life's been full of tears, ever since I took the marriage vow. Why, I've been henpecked every day since I gave my life away. Oh, but things are different to me now. My wifey went to Europe for some gowns. She took away my sorrows and my frowns. I'm glad my wife's in Europe, 'cause she can't get back, can't get back. While I'm eating lamb with peas, she eats beans with the refugees. The only way she can reach me is to swim across the sea. I'm sorry that there must be war. Don't know what they're fighting for. But I know my wife's in Europe and she can't get back to me. Each day she sends me cables from far across the sea. Wants to come back on the fastest line. I've picked out the German Lloyd. Now I'll make her ticket void. Cause the captain is a friend of mine. She says her jewels and baggage are in pawn. I even hope her thoughts of me are gone. I'm glad my wife's in Europe. Cause she can't get back. Can't get back. With her life, she takes a chance. I'm here learning a brand new dance. I used to love her dearly. Now I love my liberty. While she's fleeing into Spain, I'm out late and raising Cain. And I'm glad my wife's in Europe, cause she can't get back to me. I'm glad my wife's in Europe, cause she can't get back. While I'm eating lamb with peas, she feeds with the refugees. The only way she can reach me is to swim across the sea. And if she goes to London town, I hope London Bridge burns down. I'm glad my wife's in Europe, cause she can't get back to me.
I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.